our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Oh, there's plenty of news with both gallops and harness heating up in Australia and New Zealand. Mick Guerin's the man to bring us all of that news. Morning, Mick.
Yeah, morning, Michael. Hope you're well, mate, and I hope all your listeners have started well. It's actually a good time for harness racing, Michael, because we just had Queensland Carnival, and it was good. It was good, and it was kind of okay good, but this is an industry, because the gallops are so big, that's crying out for its superstars to come back. It needs them, because it's so hard to compete even remotely with the gallops. And a couple of them come back this week. The New Zealand Cup winner, and that's a big deal, the New Zealand Cup, he is back tonight, of all nights, Thursday night at Alexandra Park. His name is Copy That. I actually think he'll get beaten, but it's good to have him back because he's coming to the Victoria Cup in a month's time. And also back is Lochinvar Art.
Yes.
So Artie, the Artie Party. He's back on Saturday night. So, Michael, as much as Ladies in Red was good and Horses Lot Majestic Cruiser were good in Queensland, for most people listening to this show, most gallops punters, they probably only know five or six horses in harness racing or remember their names implicitly, and these are two of them. It's really good to see them back this week as we roll into what's going to be the Victoria Cup early in October, but more importantly, the Inter-Dominions come to Victoria in late November, finishing on December 10th. So we need these horses back because it's just so hard for harness to compete with the gallops unless its biggest names are on the track.
You're so right. And Lochinvar Art's, he's even money for his return in the My Lightning Blue. Will he make a winning return?
I never back horses fresh up from a campaign. I mean, when you say never, I know there's black caviar and things, so I understand that. But I just don't. My long-held belief, Michael, is that a horse is never more vulnerable than in the first run and the last run of any campaign. You know, and for that reason, I'm looking at the race for something I'm going to watch and I'm going to be interesting. It is not a betting race for me because how often does a good horse come back? It gets beat fresh up and people go, oh, it was disappointing. And they're totally different horses at the next start. So for me, no interest in the $2. I wouldn't care if it was $1.20. It wouldn't bother me if it was $8. I just don't care.
All right. Well, watch and learn on Saturday night. Any news in the gallops to report?
Yeah, in New Zealand, we've had a big story this week. One of the senior jockeys has been stood down, had his licence revoked. Matt Cameron was involved in a public court case, so not a racing court case, and some sexual behaviour. This does not include a female. This is a situation where there was something which happened in a drunken incident. Matt has been convicted in a public court for that, and therefore his licence has had to be revoked by New Zealand Racing. Mm. So big story. Matt Cameron's a major jockey in this country, and it's just sort of turned up out of nowhere. And one of those things, obviously people have name suppression when they're in front of the court. The name suppression ceased when he was found guilty in the Hamilton court on Tuesday. And until he reapplies to NZTR or appeals his case for this incident, then, and again, I want to emphasise this is not a rape incident. This is not involving a female. This involves male-on-male contact in a drunken environment, allegedly. Mm. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, Matt's been suspended and his licence has been revoked for at least 2 years by NZTR. So I don't know the exact details of the situation, Michael. It's, as I said, it's before the courts and will be appealed, so it's still slightly sub judice, but very unusual story and a sad story. And it is a sad story. Lose a guy by his talent. So how that all pans out, I do not know.
All right. Just quickly, have you got a winner this weekend?
I like one tonight. Race 3 at Alexandra Park. It's hosing down here. But I think this is a good bet. Race 3, number 3, no sugar added. No sugar added. If you feel like a little what bet, Old Town Road is race 8. He's against Copy That, a champion tonight. I think he beats them. If you've got $30 to spend, put $10 to win no sugar added, $10 to win Old Town Road, take a $10 all up, spend your $30. Only one of them's got to win. You're out of jail. If they both win, it's party time.
Good on you, Mick. We'll catch up next week.
Cheers, brother.